Where now the Karash Reservoir spreads like a lake, a fortified settlement stood in the pre-Christian times of the chieftain, a man loyal to the beliefs and customs of his ancestors. Legend has it that he suffered a severe punishment for torturing Christian missionaries. The earth opened and swallowed the chieftain's hold and all of its inhabitants, flooding the place with the waters of Karash. One cannot truly say today if the sound you can hear at the reservoir at night are just the splashing kirshans, catfish, and pikes, or the souls of the drowned wandering above the waters. It is said that once every 100 years, the old hold emerges from the reservoir waters at night. It could be kept above the water if a brave soul would gird the entire settlement with a rope twined from local herbs. However, centuries have passed, and no brave soul has yet twined a rope from herbs on the banks of the Karash. But there are plenty of those who would prefer the hold stay on the bottom of the reservoir, such as the anglers and kayaking and water biking enthusiasts.